A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Jay Long in studio tonight for our Tuesday weekly Jay Long Show. A fun episode coming up here today, Coach. Eagles win 40-27 at Dixie State in a game that was really not as close as that score shows. So when you win a huge game on the road, too, like this, I would imagine it makes it a little easier to get stranded out on the road. We were all snowed in Rollins, Wyoming on the way home, but a win makes that feel a little bit easier to do.
You know, when you look at our conference is so big and vast. It covers so many different states, and it's really neat as a coach and as a player to go travel to all those areas. But on the way back, you know, sometimes you run into some snowstorms, and we got stuck in old Rollins, Wyoming, and we weren't the only team that got stuck that day. Black Hill State got stuck in Lusk, Wyoming. They spent the night in the gym there at Lusk, and we ended up spending the night in a hotel in Rollins. So every week's an adventure in the RMAC, and it gives our guys some great experiences to talk about when they're old.
I guess we got the lucky side of that situation, getting the hotel as opposed to the gym, but you stay where you can. You and I were talking at the breakfast the next morning, on Sunday morning. You have not, as a coach, this is the first time you were snowed in, but as a player you got snowed in, right?
Yes, and I wish Con Marshall was here because he would tell the story probably better than I would, but we were a player, we were coming back from Fort Hays State, and we were riding the bus home, and back then we had a bus, and I had three vans, and I was on the van, and we're driving down the interstate, coming home for Fort Hays, and there was semis in the ditch, just left and right, flipped over, and
wow.
Coach Smith called the Red Cross in Colby, Kansas, and we ended up sleeping on the floor in a convention center, and the Red Cross came and they gave us some pillows and a blanket and a sack lunch, and we stayed there until the roads got sanded the next day. We got up and got on the bus and traveled on home. So I kind of knew, you know, over the years, Western State got snowed in leaving Black Hills after that big blizzard in October of 13, and they had to stay in the gym of Lusk, and so that was our actual first thing we tried to do. I called the high school coach at Rollins, Wyoming. He actually is a former player of mine that played for me at Black Hill State.
Okay.
He's a first-year head football coach. He'd called him up at 2 in the morning and said, hey, can we sleep in your gym or your wrestling room? And he's like, I got to talk to an administrator first, and he wasn't able to get a hold of anybody at 2 in the morning, so I had some of the other coaches calling around for some hotels, and we found a Best Western in Rollins, so we ended up staying there instead. So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it did. Kind of a fun all in this together kind of moment for the team guys, getting to bond a little closer, spent some extra time together. Got home Sunday night at 5:30, and let's dive into the game now, Jay. This was the second straight game that this Eagle running game has really just dominated on the ground. You come up with 203 yards, you allow just 111, and Elijah Miles, man, he's running tough, 183 yards, and that gives him over 350 the last couple of games. What's working so well for you guys to run the ball so effective?
You know, I'm really proud of our front seven, you know, with the look at our O-line and our tight ends. And you know, when you and I sit and we talked earlier this fall, we talked a lot about our offensive line and how we were replacing three starters. And then we didn't have Rapp at that time either, Austin Rapp. So we were actually replacing four starters. And currently right now we have two freshmen on the offensive line. And I think really they just needed those game reps to get better in those game situations. And we're still in that process where every rep that they take, they're becoming better. Justin Calderon probably played his best game that he has as an Eagle this year, and he was very physical. He was knocking people down. He got a real aggressive penalty late in the game that was kind of, you know, just it, when I played, it would have been a great hit.
Yeah.
With the new way of football, you know, it's one of them where, you know, they threw a flag on it, but he's really played really well. Another one's Juan Estrada. I'm at right tackle. He's a freshman that has just gotten better each and every week, and I think he's playing like one of the top offensive linemen in the conference. And then I really think that Jared Machachok, he's kind of like the glue that just, you know, with all that youth there, he makes all the calls. Even though he's at guard instead of center, he makes all the calls and was able to communicate to the guys really well, and he's been real important. And then Michael DeCamillis at center, he probably had his best game also on Saturday of the year, and he's going on, I think, four or five straight games of him starting. And then Austin Rapp, I would say that Austin probably had his best game also as an Eagle this past weekend, and I'm really proud of those five guys, and then not to mention Cole Foster and Matt Vargas has just been blocking outstanding at our tight end spot, and you know I think that really helps. And then also I think Coach Masters started to figure out what works, you know, for our offense and what really clicks, and Elijah is just really hitting the seams well, and he's running very special, and so that also helps that running game, and that RPOs I think really helps the defenses. They have to go cover our wide receivers, and if they don't, if they try to load the box, stop a run, then we'll throw it on them to Tavon and to Thurness and Brandon Fullerton.
When the running game's really working, that kind of ties into time of possession, and time of possession can be kind of one of those misleading statistics, especially with an offense like ours that can score in a play or two and win a game without having the ball a whole lot. But over 19 minutes in your favor in time of possession, that was you kept the ball away from Dixie State and didn't give their offense, which can be dangerous, a chance.
Yeah, and then we also ran 25 more plays than they did, almost 25. So, I think once again, like you said, it is a big, hidden factor in the game, keeping their offense off the field, and that's happened to us, this year. You know, Fort Lewis did that to us, and they kept us off our offense off the field by, really going slow counts and holding them out there the whole time and using all the play clock. So, yeah, it is a factor, and with things too. So,
head coach Jay Long joining us on our Tuesday show, and Dixie scores a 69-yard touchdown on the very first handoff of the game. Jay, you answer with a 13-play drive, 93 yards. You eat 6:41 off the clock, and had to overcome a couple of tough false start penalties in there as well. How much do you feel like that drive got Dixie's attention and flipped the game early, right after their explosive scoring moment?
I thought it was it just showed our team that hey, we're in this game, and whenever a team pops a big one on the first play, it's always one of them things as a coach, right? There's lots of time left in the game, and they got one on us, and defense will go back over, and we'll get it figured out, and we'll get back out there and start swinging. But I think how we answered it and the fashion that we answered it was really big. And then not to mention, then we scored on the next three drives, and then we had 31 unanswered points after that first play off the line of scrimmage. And I mean, you look at our defense did an outstanding job. I think they rushed, Dixie rushed for 111 yards, and over half of it was on that very first carry. It was a broken play. So when you look at it, I thought all phases of the game went in our favor. Our defense, really did a great job of doing the keys that we talked about on Saturday morning. And then also our special teams, I thought we had a really good showing on special teams, and we won that phase. And then offensively, which we just talked about, I thought we won that phase also. So against a really good football team. So I was excited of how our guys went out and competed, and how they handled the game. Because like I talked about after the game with you, it's hard to travel here. It's a long ways, and our guys answered it and got the even longer trip home. So it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, and part of that 31-point outburst you had was started by the defense. You come up with a fumble recovery and score, go up 14-7. One of the biggest plays of the game, by my account, a 4th-and-9 at Dixie's 28. No field goal attempt. You go for it, and Dalton hits Brandon Fullerton for a touchdown. Now you're up 21-7. The crowd can't believe it. Colton Dolder's been hot kicking field goals, too. He's been playing really well. Tell me about that 4th-down play and the decision to go for it as opposed to trying a field goal at that moment with your kicker.
Whenever you're on that 30-yard line, you have to make a decision. That's a long kick. And, Dalton was hot. Our O-line was protecting. We didn't give up. Dixie, I think, was leading the nation in sacks. And the stats show that we gave up one sack, but we didn't give up a sack. It was actually Dalton pulled it and tried to run it and got tackled for a loss. But so he just got tackled as a ball carrier, not as a thrower. I thought that the Dalton was playing really well. I thought that our O-line was protecting really well. And, it was one of those situations where we call it a 4-down territory. And we said, let's go for it. And Brandon Fullerton was wide open, and Dalton hit him, and we scored a touchdown. And once again, got that momentum to continue to go in our favor.
Yeah, from high up in the press box at Trailblazer Stadium, you could just see how that play kind of broke some of the will of some of those Dixie defenders on the field and swung momentum even further into CSC's favor. Fans, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of tonight's show with Eagle head coach Jay Long.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Coach Long's in studio tonight on the Jay Long Show. Let's go into the second half a bit here. Jay, you get a little pushback from Dixie. In the third quarter, Colton Dolder hits two field goals on our side, but then the Blazers, they bring in a really versatile quarterback, throws a touchdown pass. He had a nice scramble out of trouble, too, for a 33-yard touchdown run. All of a sudden, it's a 34-21 game heading into the fourth quarter. So it's two straight wins now where your team has had to respond to the opponent gaining some leverage after halftime.
It's one of them things, like, you know, it's a game of chess. They go out and they adjust, and we have to adjust back. And really, I think the biggest thing that changed that momentum in that third quarter was is that, you know, our guys that we need to step up stepped up. Elijah Miles had one of his best games as an Eagle. He carried the ball for 39 times, which is the second most in Shadron State history. Danny Wood had rushed for 48 carries in one game, and then Danny's, I think, got three more at 39, and so he was Elijah. Is tied with him for the second most carries in a game, and he did a great job. I think that Tyler Lewis had one of the best games of his career,
yeah,
and was having it throughout the whole game and in the third quarter, and really every quarter he was, you know, changing that momentum. And he had 10 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 pass breakups, and really he one of his pass breakups, he just dropped an interception. But when you look at them stats, those are absolutely amazing. Tavon Wright had a career high in catching, and he caught a catch down the sideline that was absolutely awesome. I mean, they threw a flag on for a defensive pass interference. His helmet got ripped off. He still came down with the ball, scored a touchdown, and that was a real big play for us. And then, you know, I think another one that you don't really talk about a lot because he is absolutely dominating out there is DeAndre Barthwell.
Yeah.
And the reason why you don't talk about him is because they don't go after him. And but he had a terrific game also. And I guess one more I got to go with is that I'm really proud of is I got two more. Noah Kirchhoff also statistically had a great game. And then the last one I want to talk about, probably the most important, is, you know, we talked last Tuesday about our depth at in our secondary and how there isn't any. And we moved over a kid. His name's Esteban Bozeman. He was a recruit that we talked about 2 years ago and hurt his knee last year. And about the middle of the season, he got cleared to play this year. And he was wide receiver, not getting a lot of reps. You know, he's behind Cole Thurness and Ethan Frey, who's been having a great freshman year.
Yeah.
So we ended up moving him to running back when Elijah got hurt about 2 weeks ago. He learned the offense in less than a week, you know, with the running back position.
Got a carry in a game.
And then we got banged up in the secondary, and I brought him in, and I go, hey, Esteban, I know that you want to be an offense player. I know that we talked about, you know, we recruited you an offensive player. I said, what do you think about moving to corner? He was a great corner in high school also. He said, coach, can I think on it? And I didn't even make it up the stairs, and he was following me. He goes, I want to do it. And I said, all right, let's go. And he went into Coach Jersey, and he stepped up and had a, you know, a great game. And I hope you guys can tell from my voice that there's no better sacrifice for the team to give up your own personal success for the team's success. So I'm extremely proud of him and proud of what he did, and he was a big factor in why we won on Saturday. So guys like him is what our team's about, and I'm super proud of Esteban for making that decision to helping the team.
Yeah, great stuff, Jay. Appreciate you sharing the thoughts on Esteban there. It was good to see him finally get out there after the adversity, the injury, and make a big game out of his debut. Jay Long with us tonight on the Tuesday show. Coach, I want to get a quick thought on another big play in the fourth quarter. Dixie on fourth down, deep in their own territory. I thought they might go for it. They take a timeout. They then decide to punt. punter drops it, Travis Wilson and the gang get in there and take the football. An amazing play for your defense there.
Every week, it's one of our keys to the game, is that we got to win or dominate on special teams. Coach Dassey goes in and he grades everything. If we won, we have our goals, and if you get the goal, you get a plus, and if you don't get the goal, we get a minus. You know, we won 27-14 on special teams, and not only that play, but a lot of plays were big on special teams in regards to flipping the game. But yeah, that game, that part was, you know, it felt like Dixie had maybe a little bit of momentum going at that time.
Yeah.
And our defense did a great job of stopping them. They were coming off a punt, and they end up, you know, having a bad snap, and we end up, you know, being able to take the advantage of it.
Yeah, Elijah Miles got into the end zone, and he gives you the 40-21 lead after that punt disaster for Dixie. You go on to win three in a row now, Jay. You've scored 42, 43, and 40 points the last three games, and you're scoring early in games a lot now, too. Multiple guys getting their share of the action on both sides of the ball. Is this starting to most closely resemble the team that you were expecting back in fall camp that you'd see?
You know, I think that the biggest thing is that we're getting better each week, you know, and it's also, it's resulting in wins. And, you know, when you look at this team has been through a lot of adversity. You know, in our coaching meeting on Sunday, we talked about, you know, that our guys don't get really fazed about much. And when you look at the past 2 years, we've had, you know, we had four fourth quarter comebacks last year. And, you know, the leaders of our team, they were a part of those. And the team gets reflected by our leaders. And then this year we lost a couple heartbreakers, and along the way, you know, I think we've built a lot of resiliency, and really we've started to find out what our identity is, and our guys have been more comfortable with our, you know, with our new schemes on offense and defense and special teams, because all three of those positions, when you look at it on the sideline, I was the only person that was in the same position as we were last year. You know, we have new position coaches and new coordinators in all different spots, so our guys are starting to find out who we are and what our identity is. And I'm just really proud of them that we just keep battling. And we have three more games left to continue to keep battling. And, you know, excuse-wise, we cannot allow to be an excuse is that, you know, this road trip, we spent a lot of time on the bus this last week, and that weather made us put a little bit more time on the bus. And on Thursday, we leave at noon on Thursday, and we got to get on that bus with enthusiasm, to quote the Harbaughs, with the greatest enthusiast known to mankind. And we got to get on that thing and get ready for our next road trip and go have some fun and go play New Mexico Highlands.
Yeah, we'll look at Highlands here in just a second and get your early thoughts on the Cowboys. Before we do that, just a quick injury report from you, Jay. Stevan Brown got a series, didn't play in the second half. How else did we come out health-wise in that Dixie game?
Ethan Frey also didn't finish the game. He got hurt, and I think it was around that third or fourth quarter. Both of those guys have doctor's appointments. It's early in the week. We'll find out you know, where they're at here, hopefully by the end of this day. They did not practice on Monday's practice. You know, we're getting thin in our secondary and in our wide receiving core, and it's one of the things that happens in football seasons. And you know, we're just gonna have to keep building plans off of it, and you're gonna probably see a new player in the game you know, throughout because of it. So I think it's great. It's the next man up. I know I got my very first reps as an Eagle because of an injury, and it's you know, the way a lot of kids get their first reps.
Long trip to Highlands again, back to back with Dixie State. Cowboys 1-6. Typically a tough game with these guys, though, especially down at their place. What do you see on their side early in this matchup as you guys are getting prepped for Highlands?
You know, they're very athletic. I mean, Coach Fine does a great job with mixing things up. When you look at them on defense, you know, they give a lot of different fronts, a couple different coverages, and what they're trying to do is trying to confuse the offense lines and those type of things. Offensively, they've done a lot of things. They've done everything from triple option to spread to power eye to, you know, I think that they're just, they kind of look at the defense that they're facing, and then they put an offense in that they think can go against it. And, you know, they have a lot of young players, but they got some talent. So when you look at it, you know, Colorado School of Mines was just barely beating them at halftime. So we need to go out there and find out what they're going to do to us early, and then we got to go out and, you know, make our adjustments to that and go out and focus on doing our job.
All right, and we'll find out more of the plan with Coach Long on the pregame show. Join us for that before the game on on Saturday, fans. Coach, hopefully the forecast a little bit better for the ride home after another victory when we head back after this week. Thanks for joining us here on Tuesday. Jay Long Show here tonight. Coach, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate it. I know a lot of people talked about your coverage of our games, and we always appreciate how you represent us up there and showing the vision of Eagle football. So thank you.
Coach, appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shadron State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.
E-A-G-L-E-S!